Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
UCLA is a university with unlimited possibilities for students that desire world-class academics and research, unmatched diversity, incredible cultural and social opportunities, successful alumni and career networking, first-class campus facilities, plus America's top intercollegiate sports teams. Located in Westwood, just a few miles from the Pacific Ocean, UCLA's one-square-mile campus is surrounded by famous cities such as Bel Air, Beverly Hills, Brentwood, and Santa Monica.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of UCLA's Bruin Talk. I'm your host for the day, Javrina Safrai, alongside Naomi Manea, and we have a very exciting show for you today as we take you inside UCLA Athletics. We'll be visiting with women's tennis and women's softball.
Before we meet our first guests, let's take a look at this week's upcoming event.
Welcome back to Bruin Talk. We are now joined by two female tennis players who have had a very successful careers. We're joined today by senior Andrea Remenzi and sophomore tennis player Pamela Montez. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And tell me a little bit about what your training is looking like right now.
I think right now we're getting ready for NCs. I think we leave in 2 weeks. It's in Stanford, and it's pretty brutal, and it's actually really hot out there, so we're struggling a little.
Yeah, every practice is really intense. We got our draw for regionals and then for hopefully up at Stanford, and, you know, that's always one of the things that we look forward to during the two-week break between the Pac-10s and regionals.
Looking forward to regionals and NCs, what are some of the keys that you guys think are important for the team?
I think that we need to remember, we need to take it one match at a time. I mean, it's hard when the draw comes out to not be, like, really looking ahead at whoever we're supposed to play in the Elite Eight or the Round 16. Like, we need to get there first, and that's always something that our players do, and we just get excited, or we get ahead of ourselves. So we need to remember to not do that.
Last year we went to Georgia, and we only had, like, 2 days to acclimate to, like, over 90-degree weather and, like, really, really humid, whereas this time we're only going, like, up north to Stanford where it's not that hot, and, like, we get 3 days, so that should really be an advantage.
Don't jinx us, Pamela. It might be 90 degrees.
Watch, it's like 90 degrees. Yeah. You'll have your little caps on. But tell me, you know, how do you guys mentally prepare for these matches?
I mean, it's always different. Every match is different for us. But for me personally, I like to play a team that we've never played before. I feel like it's less pressure because I don't know what to expect. Whereas when we've played them, I think the tendency is to count numbers and be like, well, this person did well last time or didn't do well. So I like playing new teams. And hopefully, it seems like our draw-wise at NCs, we're not going to see too many familiar faces, at least for a while.
I think it's really hard to prepare for NCs. Like, there's a lot more pressure. Generally, everybody's more nervous. Specifically me, I get very, very nervous. But I don't know. I think just work hard, do everything you can, and then hopefully the day of you won't be freaking out and everything will go okay.
There seem to be differences between collegiate tennis and the high school level of tennis. Can you please explain some of those differences?
Well, in high school, you can't play both singles and doubles. Like, three people play singles and, like, three teams play doubles, whereas in the, like, collegiate atmosphere, you can switch it up. Like, it doesn't matter whether you play singles or doubles, and it's a lot more competitive. Like, whereas high school, it's just like, whatever, like, let's go have fun. Here it's like, win, 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 you know, so it's different.
I mean, I never played high school tennis in Michigan. In Michigan, they had some weird rules, and I didn't qualify for them because basically I was too good. So I couldn't even answer that question.
Well, do you guys play both here then?
Definitely.
And is there one you like more? And if you do, why?
For me personally, doubles is more fun because there's, you know, somebody else on the court with you. You can laugh, joke, and it's more relaxing. Even though the doubles point can get very intense, I feel like you can relieve some of the pressure just by having somebody out there with you, whereas in singles, you're completely alone. So,
yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like if doubles, it's not as much pressure, and, like, you have somebody there, so maybe, like, you won't take the blame, whereas singles, it's like you get really mad at yourself and really disappointed all at the same time, and that never really happens in doubles.
And being an athlete, there's always the pressure to win, like you had mentioned.
Right.
How do you guys balance school and being an athlete here at UCLA?
Very little sleep.
I always try to get things done like as early as possible. If I get an assignment in school, I can't procrastinate. I have like issues about procrastination. I procrastinate much more in my tennis than I do in school because I don't like to worry about that it's there. So if I do that, then I found that that helps me the most.
The team won two big games against Miami and Baylor this year. What are some strategies to cope with such fierce competition?
Our Miami match, I would say, quite honestly, we were really disappointed about the previous day, and I don't know, especially after we lost the doubles point, I don't even know if our team was mentally like expecting to win four singles matches. I mean, I know that I personally went out there and was just focused on mine, and at indoors, there weren't six in a row. I didn't know how my teammates, there was no scoreboard, and I didn't know how my teammates were doing. And I was pleasantly surprised when I saw the scoreboard, and I was like, holy cow, we can win. Mm-hmm. I was very excited about that. So, I mean, it's a learning process. And again, for Baylor, it was a close match at indoors, and we were disappointed with how we played, I think. And, you know, at home, we knew that we had a chance. Every match was close. And mentally, we're stronger at home than we were away.
I think we all really tried to step it up and just like give it our all, like regardless. We really had no expectations after that. Last year we only lost two matches, whereas by like indoors we had already lost four, which is, you know, quite a difference. So we just tried our hardest and see what happens.
I think we brought out the carefree spirit, so yeah. It definitely helped.
Pamela, you're actually midway through your collegiate career.
Right.
Where do you go from here? What are your thoughts, goals?
It's kind of surreal, like, how quickly it's been going, but at the same time, you, like, always dread the fall because they work you very, very, very hard, so it goes by very, very quickly. Yeah.
And you are a senior graduating with plans to go to law school. How did that decision come about?
I don't know. It was kind of by default. I mean, I grew up with my mom always watching Law & Order and reading John Grisham books, so I think that probably influenced me a little bit. And then I was a poli-sci Middle Eastern Studies major, so like I thought about the social science route, and that seemed the most practical. Like,
and being a senior, there's a lot of responsibilities in leading a team. Are there any rituals or anything in specific that you do to foster the younger girls as they come in?
I wouldn't say there's rituals. I just know that Stella preaches leading by example, and I know that myself and the other two seniors, we've tried to do that as best we can. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're always looking to our coaches to lead us at the same time. And, I mean, so far they've done a great job.
And, Pamela, you're a sophomore now, so you've been through this whole thing once before. If you had to pick one word of advice to give to the freshmen, what would it be?
Don't freak out. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, just, like, give it your all because you get, like, it's once a year. You only get one shot at it, and then you're going to be regretting it for, like, the whole couple of months to come or whatever, just dreaming about it. So just give it your all.
And what has been the most rewarding experience for the both of you?
Just playing on a team. Tennis is an individual sport at heart, and in college they throw us together as a team, and I think freshman year, even though you're playing as a team, you don't get it until you get to NCs, and I think it all comes together there, and playing for your teammates, winning for your teammates, losing for your teammates, everything, I mean, it's the best part about college tennis and the most rewarding.
Well, I know that Andrea has been a part of an NCAA winning team, so I hope that my rewarding experience is yet to come, and hopefully I can be part of one.
And do you have where do you have your ring?
Not right now. But
where do you keep that?
It's at my mom's house. The ring is a really big, like, it looks like a football player's ring, and it kind of looks weird. I don't wear it. It looks quite weird. It's this big, huge thing on my hand, so I think it's more cool to have than wear. But our assistant coach, Rance, wears his all the time, and it looks very good on his hand.
And throughout the season, the pairs of the doubles teams are switched around a lot. How does that affect you as players, and how are those pairs chosen?
The coaches choose all the pairs. For us, it's definitely hard mentally to switch up partners every other week. I mean, Pamela and I played together for a few matches, but at the end of the day, we know the coaches are trying to do what's best for the team and trying to get the most consistent winning pairs. So we're not going to question them. We know that they're not trying to do it to damage us. They're trying to do it because it's the best for the team.
Do you guys see any challenges going into the NCAA tournament in 2 weeks?
I think Stanford is always very, very strong, and so is Florida. But I think that it would be very important for us just to really focus on maybe our doubles point, because that's something that we've really struggled on throughout the year. But, yeah, hopefully we can do that.
I would agree with Pamela. I mean, I know that the year that I was on a part of the national championship team, we won the doubles point every time. No thanks to me, I was not a part of the doubles, but my teammates were great. They won the doubles point, they stepped up, they played amazing doubles, and going into singles up 1-0 is so much easier than going in down 0-1. Like, mentally winning three matches for any team is much better than trying to win four, especially against any top 10 team. So I know that that's going to be definitely key at our NCAAs.
You mentioned how the difference in college, or one thing that's different that is not perhaps normal for tennis, is playing on a team. Is there anything the team does to build the relationships between the players?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had a lot of, like, off-court togetherness time. At the beginning of the year, we went on a retreat to Lake Arrowhead and really got to know each other, all the new people. It's probably more comfortable for the returners because we'd have spent a lot of time together last year, but we were thrown together in this big house with all these new faces, and, you know, it was fun. It was awkward at first, but we really got to know each other, and then to just, like, throughout the year, just spending time together. I think, like yesterday's practice was really intense, and having practices like that and working as hard as you do together, like, it fosters, I don't know, just a common respect for one another.
I think there's nothing like competition to, like, bring a team together. Like, even, like, it doesn't matter how many, like, activities or, like, bonding exercises that we do, like, in the fall. When the first tournament comes along, it really, like, changes how everybody acts. And it's, like, because you know that, like, you need the group of people to, like, help you win. So it really helps build team spirit.
Well, thank you so much, girls. We were delighted to have you, and we wish you both the best of luck in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
For more information on women's tennis, please check out more at UCLABruins.com. And you're not going to want to go anywhere, because when we return to Bruin Talk, we're going to introduce you to the Student Athlete of the Week.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions made here.
Welcome back to Bruin Talk. Before we meet our next guests, let's take a look at this week's Athlete of the Week.
This week, we honor Brooke Martin of the Women's Water Polo Team as our Student Athlete of the Week. At the recent MPSF tournament in San Jose, Brooke contributed 3 goals to lead the Bruins to a stunning victory over the previously undefeated Stanford Cardinal. Brooke's second period goal gave the Bruins their first game lead, and the Cardinal never recovered. Brooke also netted her 3rd goal of the match in the 4th period to shut the door on Stanford. Congratulations, Brooke, and good luck to the rest of the team. If you would like additional information on UCLA athletics, please visit our website at www.uclabruins.com.
And we are now joined by 2 very successful softball players that were both part of the NCAA winning team for softball last year for the 2010 season. We have senior Amy Crawford and Donna Kerr, who's also a senior. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about, take me back to 2010, when you guys won the NCAA title. What was it like?
It was an amazing experience. It was definitely a dream come true. All of our hard work and effort just showed off at the end, so it was awesome. And this season, we went through ups and downs. The entire season didn't run perfectly smooth, but we kind of ignited at the end, and that's when we all kind of played at our best and came together at the right moment. And so it was a great experience.
Coming off such a big season, do you guys think you have what it takes to do it again?
I definitely think we do, and I think we have what it takes to do it again.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Like she said, every year we've kind of had gone through some bumps, and we've been able to work through it, and we came through strong at the end last year. And so I think we have a lot of returners this year, and so we know what it takes to get there. So I think we have a good shot.
And being seniors, you guys are looked up to, you know, by the freshmen, sophomores, juniors. How do you guys lead by example?
Really, we have our 5 keys to success. It's prepare to be the one, create a masterpiece each day, have each other's backs. And each part of the season, we spell out Bruins. Like the fall is building our foundation, B. And so that's when we kind of work on teaching the freshmen and, yeah, the newcomers the ways that we go about our program and just kind of building up the beginning of the season. And then over winter, that's our R. We respect the game. That's when it's staying on track, having a hard work ethic. So when you come back, you're prepared. And then we have our unity phase when we kind of just come together as a team. It's right before season, and that's when it's important to have like team chemistry and you guys kind of figure out each other. And then Ignite is the next one. That's when we, you know, come together and
beginning of Pac-10, and so it's when we really need to get going and start playing our game.
And right now we're in the never let up phase, and so it's the second half of our Pac-10, and so we are going full force now. We've already overcome obstacles. And
just out of curiosity, what's the S phase?
Success, that would be the end. That's where we got to last year, so we're hoping to go there again.
And recently you played a big game against Cal. What is playing tough games against tough opponents? What do you get out of that, and how do you use your learning experiences in the future?
Definitely. We had a very tough weekend up against Cal this past weekend, and we just need to take what we need to work on, things we need to improve on, adjustments we need to make, and we try to apply those in practice and hopefully improve for the next weekend.
And what is the most anticipating game that you guys are looking forward to?
We say that the most important day is today, and so we try not to look ahead too much. We have, obviously, it's our senior weekend this weekend. We play Arizona, who we actually played in the championship series, in the College World Series last year. So this is our biggest thing coming up right here, and this is what we're focusing on. We're pretty excited about that one.
And softball has been, because of the Olympics and the professional level, there's been a lot of changes in the game of softball. Are there any changes that you guys would like to see in terms of bringing something back?
I couldn't say any real changes. I mean, it's definitely become a hitter's sport in the sense that the ball comes off faster, the balls are a little harder, so there's definitely more home runs and stuff, but it's just how the game's changed, and so.
I'd definitely like to see it back in the Olympics, and we're working on that, so hopefully soon.
Yes.
And Donna, you're a pitcher, which is obviously a big position to play. A lot of people say that the game is in the pitcher's hands, literally. How does that feel? Is it exciting? Is it a lot of pressure? And how do you deal with that?
No, it's very exciting. There's definitely pressure that goes along with it, but that's why we do it, because we love it. I have 8 girls behind me, and they all have my back, and so I know that if I don't have my A game, I can rely on them, and it's just an awesome feeling.
And Amy, you're actually, you play first base. Is your training different, similar in comparison to Donna, who's a pitcher?
We all take infield together. We do individual work, but then we usually come together during practice as a team and work on plays, and so we do a little bit of both.
Yeah, I do a lot of conditioning and cardio to get my legs strong, and the team does it as well. They do a lot of base running and stuff, where I'll do a little longer distance running. But, I mean, we both put in the work with conditioning.
And both of you are seniors, so commencement is just right around the corner for you guys. So congratulations on
Thank
that,
you.
First
Thank
of
you.
All. What are your plans after graduating? We'll start with you.
I'm looking to do something in sports agency. I've been looking at a couple places, and so I'll be interviewing this summer and hopefully be getting a job soon.
I actually may go play overseas for a little bit, just continue to play. It's a great experience. And then I'll be coming back and looking for a job and get out in the real world. So.
And what did you guys study while you were at UCLA? Or what are you studying now?
I'm a sociology major.
And political science.
Political science. Wow, yes. Well, I'm sure that will take you guys in awesome directions. The academics here is absolutely amazing. Champions are made here, as you both know. So I know that you actually, Amy, attended the College World Series for men. You saw the UCLA Bruins take the game down there. Did you go as well?
No, I did not.
No, you didn't. But you were there, and Rosenblatt Stadium, mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be there anymore. What was that experience like, cheering your fellow Bruins out there and being at a legendary stadium?
It was an amazing experience. I've always wanted to go. My brother played UCLA baseball here, and so I had always hoped to go while he was playing here. I've watched it since I was a kid, and my dad always promised me that if the UCLA team made it out there, then he would go with me. So it was a great experience. I got to go the last year that they had the stadium before the new one was built, and I had a great time.
And you actually, you mentioned your brother used to play at UCLA. Mm-hmm. He actually plays now for the Giants. Can you tell me a little bit about having that experience of having a brother that plays professional? Does he give you advice?
Yeah, we've played. He is a big reason why I had a passion for the game. We've played with each other and kind of helped each other out since we were little. And so if he sees something, he'll make it to a game or two between his and... we kind of feed off of each other, and if I see something in his swing, you know, he listens to me too, which is cool. So
yeah.
It's great having that.
Now, seniors, I'm sure you've each had a lot of experiences here at UCLA, and I'm sure winning the national championship was among one of the top. Other than that, what would you say your fondest memory is?
Fondest memory is just being with the girls all the time, the team bonding we do, the fun activities. We in the fall we go up to Arrowhead for a weekend and just hang out and do kayaking and kind of whatever we want to do, and so those are the things that are the most memorable for me.
Yeah, us personally actually go kayaking every year together.
Yes, we do.
Oh, wow.
So
it's a tradition that we have. So, it's a little tradition.
Yeah, so I would agree, just the team chemistry you build every year and the new girls that come to the team and just all the experiences, and definitely going to the College World Series, just all that goes along with it.
I remember watching you guys last year on TV, and those games were just, and you just had this fire about you. What inspires you? What fuels you when you're out on the pitching mound?
Really just playing for each other. And, I mean, I can look anywhere on the field and know that everybody put in just as much time and effort as I did. And we all sweated together, and we've all been through injuries together, and we're all out there together. And that's just what keeps me going.
Both of you, again, have had so many experiences in the softball world, in the world of balancing school and athletics. If you had to give some advice to the younger players on the team or any athletes coming to UCLA, what would it be?
Mine would be the advice that Sue Enquist gave to our class coming in was to never lose your swagger that you had coming in, like, high school. You were recruited out the best out of the best, and they picked you for a reason. And so to come in with that same confidence, it doesn't matter. The game doesn't know how old you are. So just step in like you've been playing since you were 5 years old. And to just use all your resources. Our coaching staff has been around. They've all played the game. And just take advantage of every resource, because you can get 1% better every day.
I mean, UCLA just in general has so many resources for us academically and networking and stuff, and so the 4 years fly by. So just to make sure that they tap into all the resources that they can.
What do you guys attribute to such a great success?
Just our mind frame. We call it our Bruin bubble. We stay within ourselves. We continue to work hard. We try not to let the outside noise affect us, and just keep playing the game we know how to play.
Yeah, I agree. Just knowing that you put in the work every single day, respect the program, we all have each other's back. It's just the belief and knowing that, you know, everyone's in it together and everyone's putting in the work.
And how did you guys start softball? I mean, for you, I imagine your brother and family had something to do with it, but was there something that attracted you to the sport specifically?
Mostly just my dad's been a Giants season ticket holder forever, so I fell in love with baseball at such a young age. And so my brother and I would play in the backyard, and it was just kind of something we did to bond, like, as a family. And so I just kind of fell in love with the sport, and then started taking it more seriously and competing and traveling, and then, came here.
I love sports. My parents love sports. My brother played baseball. He played soccer. So I grew up playing softball and soccer. I ran cross country. And so once I got into high school, I kind of had to pick what sport I was going to go to and focus more on. And as a pitcher, my dad was able to catch me growing up. And so it gave us some quality bonding time and stuff. And that's one of the main reasons I think I ended up going with softball.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, and we wish you the best of luck at the NCAA. I'm excited to see another ring.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, girls. And thank you to you guys who joined us from home at another episode of UCLA's Bruin Talk. I'm Javrina Safrai.
And I'm Naomi Manea.
And thank you for watching.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.